globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very ideas and our to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it, and then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight in the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. You are the people. And I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves of the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender. This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game-changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionheim, are game changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals on the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It's amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish. But it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of sea moss, and it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing. And after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better. And now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us. TheAlexJonesStore.com promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root, and it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com, it'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new t-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'd already seen her show some and some of her viral videos, and then Chase went on her show, and I really thought it was informative. So I wanted to get Candace Horback on the show. She's a popular talk show host and also a mother, and also I would think it's fair to say a Trump supporter, but she's also likes RFK Jr. and the whole MAHA movement and what's happening. So I thought we'd get her in studio with us as part of our election coverage here, Del Bigtree of the MAHA movement, who heads it up with RFK Jr. and is working closely with Elon Musk with all these great ads you've been seeing. He'll be with us in studio next hour. But Candace, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
People can find you. What's the best places to find you?
Chattingwithcandace.com. It has all my podcasts, socials, all that good stuff.
Chattingwithcandace.com. They can also find you on X. So people should definitely follow you there.
Thank you.
Wow. How would you describe your political awakening and just where America and the world is right now? It's a huge political realignment. The establishment admits they know that. I don't know if you saw Tucker's speech yesterday, some of the others, Madison Square Garden. I know you were at the Rescue Republic event a few weeks ago up in D.C. How would you describe this moment in history?
I think it's this weird convergence of all of these really unique thought leaders that you wouldn't see typically coming together. When RFK decided to join Trump's campaign, I think that that set everything on fire. A lot of people would try to dismiss Trump very easily. They said that they didn't like his personality. But when you talk to moms and you talk to women and you see what they're doing in the schools, what they're feeding our kids, it's really easy to get behind something that it's like, let's stop poisoning our children. Let's stop giving parents choice over what vaccines you're going to put in your child's body before you send them to school. And let's maybe talk about having a closed border so that we can feel safe in our homes and in our state. So I think that this seeing RFK, seeing Tulsi, seeing all of these different minded people going behind Trump is really creating a movement we haven't seen before.
Tucker made that point last night. It's surreal to have Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and Hulk Hogan and just and Elon Musk and just everybody there saying we don't like the globalists. We don't like this establishment. It's literally at war with the people. And when I go on the street, I see almost nothing but Trump support. And I've been supporting him for since he ran almost 10 years ago. And it was always big. But, I mean, now I'm just seeing landslide all over the place despite all the fraud. I think it's going to be mitigated. What are you seeing on the ground?
So I'm in North Carolina. I really hope that you're right. I went to do early voting. And when I went, it seemed pretty blue. But then I talked to some friends that voted later on in the day and a couple of days later, and they said it was just all Trump. So I have no idea. All the signs that I see in my neighborhood are all for Trump. So that I'm hoping that that's the case.
Do you live in like a blue town or city?
We're a flip city. So like I think that it went Obama, Trump, and then Biden. So we'll see what happens. I'm in Wilmington. So North Carolina in general, I feel like it tends to maybe be a little bit more blue, but I think it's going to go red.
I mean, you live there. How bad was the hurricane?
I'm at the beach, so thankfully we didn't get hit, but Asheville, it's wrecked. I don't know if it'll ever be the same.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then FEMA's response. What's your take on that?
Insane. And then when you see the Harris signs in North Carolina, what I don't understand is when you see how they responded to North Carolinians and they said, well, you just lost your entire livelihood. Some people have had this land for hundreds of years. There's no power, there's no water, there's nowhere to stay, but hey, if you can somehow find a computer, you can apply, maybe get approved for $750. That is a joke. It's a joke, and it took weeks. So I don't understand how anyone in North Carolina can sleep at night and have a Harris sign in their yard.
I love how the left keeps claiming they are the rebels, and we're the establishment. I want to show viewers an overshot of this. Here are graphs of the current corporate donations. Trump's average donation is less than $50. But you can see right here the big corporations, who they're giving to here. And here's a closer shot of it. I mean, it's over 90% of the big corporate money is going to Harris. And so right there is the maverick, just that alone. He is not the establishment. He is not selling out the establishment. There are a lot of billionaires, people that were attacking him that are now going neutral. A bunch of newspapers are refusing to endorse Kamala because they smell defeat. What are you predicting is going to happen in 7 days?
I think Trump wins. And I think that they're going to somehow try to say that it wasn't legitimate. And you heard there were some clips of Kamala saying like they're ready. They have their attorneys on speed dial, and that if for some reason she doesn't win, that they're going to look into it. And then I don't understand how that's not being ridiculed in the same way when Trump said this might not have been a legitimate election, and maybe there was some interference, but she's allowed to have those same uncertainties. It just seems a little bit hypocritical.
Well, that's right. And Jamie Raskin is one of their top strategists, the congressman. He said in a bunch of interviews, we're not going to certify it. And that would be Kamala as the VP not certifying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Reminds me of Arizona, where the lady running for governor was the head of elections and certified her own election.
Seems legitimate. But then they always say that he's the fascist and that he's going to be the dictator. But everything, she hasn't even had a single vote. She just took the nominee for the Democratic Party. So how it just, I don't understand the cognitive dissonance that's happening.
How would you describe Kamala Harris?
She's got a great laugh. Great personality. She's very quick. No, I think that she's simply a puppet. She's doing what she's told. I think she's given some talking points before she goes out. Sometimes she hits it, sometimes she doesn't. But I think she's very much just someone there to play ball.
I agree. Why do you think the system would pick two such loathsome people? I mean, it's hard to find people more creepy than her and Tim Walz. I mean, that's quite a duo.
I was really surprised by that pick. I'm like, he's not likable. And then I was talking to someone and they said that typically when you have the VP debate, it doesn't really move the needle at all. But for the first time, maybe ever, that it made a significant difference when you had Vance and Walz go head to head, because you see the insanity there.
Well, my mother's a very smart person. She's a history degree, but that's what she's into. She's always very kind, very Christian, doesn't really talk bad about people. I was over there last night with some of my younger children and, you know, visiting with her, and we're having a little Halloween thing, a little dinner. And she just said, he is the most disgusting man I've ever seen. She never talks like this. She goes, I would become a lesbian before I would have anything. I mean, I was like, whoa, Mom. She goes, I hate him. He's so gross. I'm like, my mom's 76 years old. I was like, wow, Funny. Mom. That's a real quote.
That's amazing.
So but what would elicit something like that?
I mean, look at the guy. He just...
He oozes creepiness. Just,
yeah, he really does. And then what was the thing with the tampons in the women's bathroom that everyone's...
The boys' bathrooms.
About? Yeah, the boys' bathrooms. So that he's just like, that's one of his talking points or the thing...
No, he had them by law put in there.
Oh.
And then he had the police stand down to burn down half the state. And then he's just... Everything about him is a lie, too. Every award he got, it's all a lie. Mm. And he's a communist Chinese agent.
He's a what?
Communist Chinese agent.
Okay. Well, yeah. So let's maybe not vote for that, people.
So I could ask you a million questions. I've seen your talk shows. It's very, very good. Very amazing topics. I've watched it quite a bit. I've got 100 questions here for you, Candace. But front and center, what's on your radar? And then I agree with you. No one can underestimate the power of RFK Jr., how smart he is, the support he had. Trump was going to win, but he might not have been able to override the fraud. The Kennedy thing is the game changer.
Oh, I think so, too, because there were so many people that were, I think most people exist in the middle. Like everything that gets all of the attention, especially online, it's like the extreme just rhetoric that everyone wants to like rage bait. But most people exist in the middle. Most people want to have peace, safety, security, sovereignty. And if you have someone like RFK that can just like present just like a sound reality to this and say like, hey, I'm supporting this man. He's clearly not what you think. I think people get mischaracterized a ton in the public. I think you're one of those people as well. right? So you have all of this this machine essentially going against you. And the same machine's going against RFK, but he is a little bit softer, a little bit more digestible for some people. So what I am trying to get across, especially with my new segment that I'm doing, which is like a weekly roundup, is just like keeping people sovereign. And you have the right to protect yourself, your family. You have the right to say that my food shouldn't be poisoned anymore. You have the right to say that anyone in this country should be here legally. And that doesn't make you anti-immigration at all. I think immigrants are amazing, but just do it the right way. So just having people take their emotions out of it, because I think that is leading a lot of decisions and has been for the last 4 years. And just say, look at the actual facts and how has the country been for the last 4 years? Are you happy? Can you afford your groceries? It's insane out there right now.
And going back to RFK Jr., I'm into a meritocracy. So most of the Kennedys, it's just globalist trash. But he's gone against the grain, and he has a 40-year history plus of real environmental activism, like toxic waste dumps and things like that, and stopping and cleaning up major rivers, and really, you know, standing up for health freedom, medical freedom. And he's just really an amazing, amazing person and has incredible integrity. And the fact that he would endorse Trump for people that were believing the propaganda, it made them look twice at Trump and find out they've been lied to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then obviously World War III should probably be the most pressing issue that we're voting on. And it kind of blows my mind that abortion is still a main talking point of the left, because there will be no babies if we go into nuclear war. So who is the person that is championing and like spending billions and billions of dollars to keep these forever wars going? And then who is the one that had an interview and they said, do you support Russia or do you support Ukraine? And he's like, I support people to stop dying. I want to see soldiers to stop dying. So I think that we should actually just delegate, have a conversation with Putin, and they're like, you support Russia. It's like, no, he just doesn't want to send young men off to die a war that is not ours.
Absolutely. Well, plus the West in the last 14 years started that war.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Russians were on our doorstep, we'd be doing the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Heaven forbid they are able to steal the election. They're going to try to stir up violence and claim Republicans did it. I think Republicans are smart enough not to do that. It'd be a Pyrrhic victory. If they do that, it'll defeat the globalists even faster. Trump's going to be handed a mess. So I still want him to win. I want to defeat the fraud. And it's a vindication story. But at the same time, what are your concerns if they're able to steal it?
That it might be the last election. I know that might sound hyperbolic to a lot of people, but to me, what Trump represents is anti-establishment. And it's what we were kind of founded on. Anyone should be able to run for president. You shouldn't be a career politician. Anyone should be able to throw their hat in the ring and make a case and see if the American people support them. And what I see happening is he was just so anti-establishment and so irritating to the powers that be that they're doing everything that they can to stop him. What gives me hope, though, is how much they're still trying. So to me, that says that there's still a lot of power in that position in D.C. So I'm hoping, obviously, that he wins. But if he doesn't, it's like, okay, well, now, like, I used that donation sheet, right? Like, the machine just won. And then how do you go back from there?
And I'll show that again for TV viewers. Over 90% of major corporate donations to Kamala Wall's campaign, and you just look at Trump. I mean, it is night and day right there. And of course, the bad guys still give a little to Trump because that's their, you know, claim entryway. That's the way politics works. But that is just them as a backup plan. And the truth is, donations don't work on Trump. You don't get Trump support by a corporate donation.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason the money's not there.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And it's also infuriating that money has such an influence on most people who you're voting for. It should have nothing to do, like, what Google thinks and who Google wants should have nothing to do with who the president is, because Google doesn't represent the American people.
And as Professor Epstein testified 8 years ago and 4 years ago and on this show, and they've done the breakdowns, Google will not show you pro-Trump information, nothing but positive Democrat. They won't show you local Republican races, and they won't send out voting reminders. Even if you don't ask for it, if you're a Democrat, you get the voting reminders, but they don't send them out to Republicans. That's election meddling right there. They have over 90% of search results.
Yeah, it was right after the assassination attempt. And then when you did that, it was all the Reagan that was coming up. And you're like, clearly no one is trying to look at Ronald Reagan right now. Like, why are you trying to dampen this monumental event that could have changed the world?
What would have happened if they'd have killed Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Oh, my gosh. I think absolute chaos. And then they probably would have taken all of the guns. It would have been the reason that they needed, right? Like, oh, look at a presidential candidate just got killed in plain sight. So we're going to take all of the guns back. I think you'd have seen a huge restriction on personal freedoms, and they would have done it under the guise of safety, as it always is. And we would have just put Kamala in because we're in like a martial law kind of situation. So again, it's for your best interest, but you just lost all of your privileges as an American citizen.
I want to talk about the Great Awakening effect and studying the globalist. The left is there to try to intimidate people and try to say, we're the moral authority. If you don't support all of our political views, you're a Nazi, you're a devil, you're all these things. And they thought they'd intimidated the American people. But in my research, most Americans were asleep. Now, once people are awakening and they're being bullied, it's not having the desired effect. I want to play the Eddie Bravo clip that's on the list that I played last night because I had dinner with him after he did JRE. Saturday, he called me after it and we went and got dinner. And he was saying all this great stuff. You know, I said, you got to say that on camera because we talk a lot about it. And we're both good friends with Joe Rogan. So we know the inside baseball. And I said this about 3 years ago. I said, the left trying to bully Rogan and going after him is only going to make him get more populist, more hardcore. Now, on air and behind the scenes, Joe is as wake as I am, super hardcore, but he's doing it in his way to be nonpartisan so that he can reach more people on the left. And he's a huge game changer, but bigger than Joe Rogan. Look at Elon Musk, how they took his son and sterilized him, how his brother almost died from the shot. A bunch of his employees got sick. Then he just bought X to have some freedom of speech. They attacked him. George Soros came after him. And then Elon Musk said, hey, so we've really reached that tipping point. And historically, once you do that, it's not just here, it's all over the world. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. And that's why I tell the globalists, you need to give up. You need to capitulate. But instead, they want to start World War III, start a race war, civil war. I mean, they're openly pushing that. And it looks like they may not, you know, live to fight another day. It looks like they're going to go ahead and push all the way over to the top. My question is, how do we respond to that? I'll ask you that question, Candace, in a moment. But here's the clip.
Eddie Bravo.
Yo, I don't know nothing. I love Kamala and Walz. I'm going for Kamala and Walz because they have such great policies.
Hey, you were just on the JRE tonight.
Yes.
And we were talking about how they tried to harass me and make me quit. It didn't work. Russell Brand didn't work. And also they went after Joe and it did what?
They turned him into a monster. Every time they go after somebody, it doesn't work. They went after you like a monster. You're still yipping and yapping every day. Like at some point, they got to figure out, like, damn, if we go after these guys, it just makes them even worse. So, they got strategy.
Plus, they think we're like the lawyers and the scum that work for them. They start messing with real red-blooded people. It doesn't work that way.
Hey, listen, I'm just trying to live my life. I hope Kamala is has a good Christmas. And, Tim Walz, Tampon Tim. I hope he has a fabulous holiday.
No, but you're right. I mean, they did mess with Joe trying to, like, when he wasn't even going after him, that didn't work too well.
And every time they go after somebody, it doesn't work out. They went after Russell Brand, went out.
They went after Elon Musk, tried to bully him 3 years ago. How'd that turn out?
That didn't turn out too good. Who is running this? Yo, we got to stop going after these monsters. It just makes them into monsters. Right?
Yeah.
Like, look at you. They went after you harder than anybody. Other and you Trump. Ain't shutting the f*** up. You're louder than ever.
We reached about 30 people today.
Yeah, and you're bigger than ever. Like, at some point, you would think, like, okay, we got to rethink this.
What's your take on this?
I think that the power goes to the people and that they try to silence people and it just backfires. And more people come together and more people come to Trump.
Every You're making a good point about how that it's an illusion of power.
They only have the illusion of control, right? And once that illusion is gone, then the real power comes back to the people. There's way more of us than there is of them. And when we all collectively come together, we can destroy them. So, and we are.
It's the Great Awakening.
It's the Great Awakening. And we're winning.
Eddie, anything else?
It is the Great Awakening.
Candace Horback, responding to the bullying, do you agree with my statement or can you elaborate on it? Why do they keep attacking people thinking that'll make them bow? It's not working.
I think that most people in legacy media, they think that they can just tell people what to think. And like you said, I think a lot of people were asleep, but they're waking up. So their old tactics aren't working anymore. It was just like, I'm just going to tell you that this person is bad or this person is a liar. And then you shouldn't ask any questions. Just take what I'm saying at face value and be like a good little dog. And I think people are now seeing the realities of their grocery bills. Or you have your 3-year-old going to school and then they give you the reading list. And you're like, why am I learning that John was always Jane at 3 years old? That doesn't make any sense. And that's actually happening because that's happening in my son's school. So I have to actively pull him out on DEI days and he's 4. So it is bonkers.
And then when they get confused, they secretly don't tell the parents and fast track them in for sterilization. Tell us about the school and your son.
Okay, so it's a private school, and I think those tend to actually be worse. So you have to be so diligent. Ask for the reading materials. If they have a DEI program, ask what they're teaching. And even then, like, I had them lie to me in a conference that we had, because I was like, I need to know all the materials that you're going to be showing my son. And they're like, oh, we're just trying to teach them inclusivity, be nice to other people. Some foods smell different, right? And I was like, oh, that sounds good. And then I talked to a different mom, and she sent me the actual reading list.
Wow.
And it was a lot of pride books, a lot of gay family books, a lot of transitioning at a very young age book. And to me, that is insane, because it's like, unless you're going to explain all of the complexities, which you absolutely should not to a 3, 4, 5, any child that's not yours.
It's designed to confuse them.
Right. You have all of this neurochemistry that's changing. Their brains are pruning. And then you're going to say, hey, you can actually be a unicorn if you want. That makes no sense.
That's how you create a mentally ill person. With serious mental problems.
For sure, too many choices, right? You overwhelm them with things, and then they lose their touch of reality, which they don't already have because they're a child.
And let's let this sink in, because it comes out in the news. We've had parents on about it. Every state does it. Some of the most elite private schools are the worst, not just public schools. And they keep it secret from the parents. And then as the child gets older, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, they put them in a secret file. They tell the kid, don't tell your parents. It's literally a cult. And then states like Oregon passed laws to take children from parents if they don't agree with it. And now the Biden administration is actually federally has an initiative to do that.
Which is insane, because their argument is that, sorry, I have to do that. Their argument is that if you tell the parent is going to start abusing the child. Well, if you have any indication to believe that parent is abusive, you should have already reported the parent. So if the real issue is safety or alleged issue of safety, then you're also not doing your job, because you didn't make that call beforehand. So that's not your job to say, should they tell the parent or not? That's not your child.
It's grooming. It's a Tavistock MI6 CIA program to break down the family and society. The new Microsoft AI censorship tool coming out will ban the name mother and father.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, this is a cult. This is a takedown of society.
So when I did all of the labor classes, the maternity classes, and when I was trying to find my doula, it was finding a needle in a haystack to find someone that wasn't using the word birthing person. And I would write to them and I would say, I'm a mother, I'm a woman, and if your contract that you're sending me says birthing person, I'm not working with you. And they're like, we're so sorry you feel that way. Like, more people need to say that. Like, well, I don't want to start a fight and I need a doula. There's a doula. Find one. Find one that works on an army base. Like, there are people.
And the final equation is, this isn't just some weird grassroots cult. It's funded by the biggest banks, by BlackRock. It is a societal takeover. It is a cult. It's not because they're liberals and mean well, and these people are following criminal orders. It's criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is grooming, just like a pedophile tries to groom a kid. But they're grooming them not just to rape them. They're grooming them to sterilize them and wreck their life and medicalize them.
Oh, because the money in that is insane. It's a massive industry.
Millions.
So if I can keep you on hormones for the rest of your life and then give you another pill to cure the sexual dysfunction that you caused by these puberty blockers, and then, you're actually super depressed. We have something for that, too. So you're constantly on this pill mill.
The Wachowski brothers are coming out with a new movie. Ones that made The Matrix, they're both, I think they're women now, where the trans person goes around murdering the straight men. And then and the new Hellraiser is a man to woman that kills people and chops their penises off. I mean, this is Hellraiser.
It's insane.
Absolute Hellraiser. Candace Horback, you are our guest. Again, we'll put the URL on screen for TV viewers, for radio listeners. How do people find your great podcast?
Everywhere that you can find podcasts, or chattingwithcandace.com.
Chattingwithcandace.com. And, of course, you can follow her on X right there on screen. We're going to come back, play some clips from your show with our own Chase Geyser visiting when he was with you. And then we will get into all the other news, and I'll give you some of my angles on what's coming next. Please, everybody, remember, the reason we reach so many new people every day is you share the links at Real Alex Jones and elsewhere. Share those links. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, These are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotics, very exciting, and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. We may rename it down the road to gut cleanse, detox, anti-parasite, pro-prostate, because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the gut cleanse, it's got the anti-parasite, it's got the saw palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands, but even the government's admitted for decades saw palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but you can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action. Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air.
But with respect, Alex, to what you're talking about funding the operation, just funding wars in general, I got a question for the audience. Yeah, you, the audience member that's never donated or spent a dime at the store. What if the New World Order succeeded because you weren't willing to put up $50? What if the New World Order succeeds because you weren't willing to put up a $20 donation? Would you be able to live with yourself? Because I can tell you, as an 18-year listener, Alex, I probably spend about $1,000 a year at the store right now. And anytime you ever release something, I'll just buy it just because, and maybe I'll give it away as a gift or whatever. But to the people that are not funding this, are you aware, because you live in a capitalistic society, just that every time that you purchase something, that you're giving credibility to whatever that is? So instead of going to Amazon, why don't you just go to the Alex Jones store? Why don't you just get supplements? Why don't you just get t-shirts? What's the issue with that? So ask yourself the question, are you going to let $50 stand in the way between you and the New World Order?
The globalist master plan, the key to all their power, they admit, is the global social credit score, where they track everything you buy, tell you what you can buy, and then use that for total control. So they already know that the real voting power is in what you buy, what you promote, what you support. And that's what I'm saying is, in this war, imagine if we'd have kept Trump in, inflation would have been much lower, and everybody would have saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So people lose money by not backing good political candidates, not supporting good companies, not backing groups and organizations that tell the truth. That sabotages the entire globalist operation. So you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down if they were so powerful, if things were hopeless. It's that simple. Take action. Action defeats tyranny. Keep the tip of the spear on air. Energize me now, and I swear to you to give you 110%.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
The dollar is so worthless that it's almost financially impossible for kids to move out of the house when they're 18. When it was possible 50 years ago, a lot of people started families when they were 18. My parents got married when they were 23 and started having kids right away and had their own house. It's just so financially difficult to accomplish that now that we have like 28-year-olds, 29-year-olds, 30-year-olds even that still act like college kids or seniors in high school, because financially speaking, it's been very difficult for them to just get to the point where they can even afford to get out of the basement.
Even like the idea of moving out, especially young couple moving out and getting their own home, is relatively new, because it used to be you'd have the family farm or the family plantation, and like you would have your own space, but you were all working together, and and you would have multiple generations on.
So you want to go back to plantations?
Compound, absolutely. I would do a compound with enough land. I love that concept. And there's this idea that it was actually kind of propagandized by mortgage companies because they wanted more people buying houses. So they were like, oh,
the American
you're 18,
dream.
You need to be able to like get busy with your lady and not have mom and dad right there, buy your own house. And then they start to kind of split up the family that way.
You can be a left-wing populist or you can be a right-wing populist.
What is populism for the average person that has no idea?
Populism is simply the belief that it's not about the left versus the right. It's about the people versus the political class.
Seems reasonable.
So you can be a left-wing populist or you can be a right-wing populist. It's just the belief that no one on the political class represents the interests of the people. and therefore as a populist, I believe in taking power back from the political class and giving it into the hands of the people.
Wasn't that one of the main critiques about Trump when he was first running? They're like, oh, he's a populist candidate. Anyone who voted for someone because they were a populist sound like they were retarded?
Yeah.
Why?
Political class hates populism because populism is about taking power away from the political class. So even have Nancy Pelosi in a recent debate talking about how populism was anti-democratic. A form of representation for the people that's superior to your bullshit democracy life. Yeah, there's definitely a threat, but the thing is, the more the political class fails us, and this is true for any nation throughout history, the more the political class has failed the people, whether you go back to the Weimar Republic or what's happening now in the United States, the more populist the people become.
Candace Horbach's our guest in studio over the next 30 minutes. And then Dale Bigtree. Dale Bigtree is joining us, the head of the MAHA movement, critical in the RFK-Trump merger that's got the globalists crapping their britches. Candace, I wanted to talk about the attacks on comedy and how they tried to claim this was a Nazi event because the Nazis 85 years before had a rally at Madison Square Gardens. That means anybody else, the RNC, the DNC that was there, Rolling Stones, Tupac, anybody that ever played there is now a Nazi. To me, I don't understand how they could. I mean, that is not even thin. That is completely empty and a joke. It blew up in their face. But then they got Tony Hinchcliffe, a good friend of mine, done his show many times, his comedy many times at the Vulcan Gas Company and the Mothership with Joe. He makes jokes about everybody. He makes a joke about Puerto Rico floating garbage. And now they say, see, it's Nazis. I want to play some of these clips. And then AOC responded today and called it Filthadelphia. So she used her own term about a blue city. And now, but that's okay when she does it.
Oh, of course. Party of double standards.
But it's not working anymore.
No, I don't think so. If you saw all the feedback on that clip of Tony, everyone was like, it's a joke. He's a comedian. You're not supposed to take anything that he is saying seriously. It's all meant in good fun. And the crowd didn't really like that one either. And then he pivoted and he found his group there. But
yeah, they're supposedly Nazis. One joke you could say is quasi-racist against Hispanics. The crowd didn't like it.
There was a ton of Hispanics there. I was watching this one woman there. She said there was a bunch of Jewish New Yorkers. There were black New Yorkers. Like, it was just a whole mixed race. And you're like, for a Nazi party, they're not doing so good. It's the wrong audience.
No, they're not. So let first, before we play the supposedly racist joke, let's play the one I really liked about the Clintons. It's not a joke. They're all the P. Diddy or Pedo Diddy party. And then we'll play his. We'll just play them all back to back. Then we'll play his clip that they're saying is racist, and we'll play AOC's response. Here they are.
Hillary Clinton said that this is a Nazi rally here today. Can you believe that? For the most anti-war president of my entire lifetime, and she calls him Hitler. Let me remind you, Hillary, it was your husband who shot innocent people, or as he called them, interns. Yeah, Hillary, I bet you did not see that one coming. By the way, if I commit suicide in 3 weeks, I didn't.
I did not.
The other side's got a lot of crazy endorsements. Swift, Eminem, Leo DiCaprio, Beyonce. Every day the Democratic Party looks more and more like a P. Diddy party. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what you guys want. All right, heck yeah.
These are terrifying.
It is absolutely wild times. It really, really is. And, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there. No.
Who is that, Jack Wad? Who is that guy?
I actually think that's Tony Hinchcliffe, which is super disappointing. I mean, he's a comedian.
Oh, I think she likes Tony.
I don't follow look, this, Trump, like,
this
party
issue
very closely.
Puerto Rico again.
Well, the girls like Tony.
I saw it. This was what, when he went down after Helene, the horrific hurricane, people there, everybody coming together. We sent helicopters down from Minnesota and personnel. You know, this is how you do this during this. And in the first hours, Trump complaining about the response. Does anybody remember how he responded to Maria in Puerto Rico? It was absolutely horrific. Down there insulting people, throwing it. Look, I know that the folks who are on here today understand this. People in Puerto Rico are citizens. They pay taxes and they serve in the military at almost a higher rate than anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, it's like super upsetting. Obviously, it's super upsetting. My family is from Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican. And like the thing that is so messed up that I wish more people understood is that the things that they do in Puerto Rico are a testing ground for the policies and the horrors that they wish to and that they do unveil in working class communities across the United States.
Oh, like the blue cities?
And I need people to understand that when you have some a-hole calling Puerto Rico floating garbage, know that that's what they think about you. That's just what they think about you. It's what they think about anyone who makes less money than them. It's what they think about the people who serve them food in a restaurant. It's what they think about the people who fold their clothes in
the
store.
No, this is what the Democrats think about us.
You're right.
Are you serious?
The privilege of being on this campaign is traveling across the entire country. There are hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans across in battleground states that need to send them a message.
So this is their best shot.
I want them to roll that. I want everyone in Philadelphia to see that clip. If you live in Philly, why don't you go and see that clip?
Reading, yes.
If you live in Reading, Pennsylvania, which I was there. I was in Reading last week. If you're in Reading, if you're in Philly, look at that trash. Like, what is trash is people actually just thinking of other human beings that way. Are you actually for real? And the thing that gets me is that these people rely, their entire lives rely on working class people. If you have that's not there to harvest the crops that show up in your grocery store, in your Erewhon or your Whole Foods or wherever it is that you go to eat, if you think lesser of working class Americans, of
caring
people
for our children.
Oh, that's a long clip. You heard her say Philadelphia. But the bigger point is there they are on their little online thing trying to counter Madison Square Garden. It's not working. They both look desperate to me.
Yeah, I mean, his little Twitch setup that he had that he posted was so pitiful. And it just shows how much they're really trying to get the young male vote. I don't know if it's going to work because no one's dating anymore. I think young men are fed up. They have to see the prices of like what they're earning, what they're paying in taxes. They can't afford a date. So I don't know that we're going to see the wave of like these young male feminists anymore. I think that they're kind of fed up. So I think that is a wasted effort and it's just very thirsty. It's like obvious. If I put these headphones on, I'm going to resonate with young men. It's a joke. It's cosplay.
What did you make? I don't know if you saw it of Obama and then Michelle Obama and all of them criticizing black men that are voting for Trump.
That was insane. How patronizing that if you're black, you have to vote for the black ambiguous lady. And if you're not voting for her, it's because you clearly don't like women. It's like if that's all she's running on, no one should be voting for her. You're actually making a wild case against her. What are her policies? What change does she want to make? She went on an interview and said, I would have done absolutely nothing different than Joe Biden. So we say that we want change. No one is happy where we are. But she said it herself. She wouldn't have done anything differently. So why are you voting for this person? I don't understand how we're supposed to resonate with someone just because like they're the same sex as us or the same race as us. That says nothing about your character or what your vision for the future is.
Candace, do you think anything that the corporate establishment running the Democratic Party is pushing, are any of their pitches resonating other than misrepresenting Roe v. Wade, which is just handing it back to the states? Are any of their pitches working?
I don't think so, no. And that's the one that I think is still a hang-up, because when you talk to young women that are still in their fertile years, they think that automatically the entire state, they don't have access, or in the entire country, they don't have access to abortion at all. And it's exactly as you said, it's just going back to states' rights, which we should all be for, right? We all should want smaller government. It has turned into this Goliath and this machine, which is why we are where we are. So no, go back to states' rights, especially for things like that.
Candace, looking at the left. I mean, they say Republicans want to ban books. No. Mm-hmm. What you just mentioned with your son, who's in preschool, they're trying to brainwash him. We don't want not just sex books. No longer, that'd be bad enough, you know, Playboys or whatever. They we've showed them on air what's in the Austin Library for middle schoolers. I mean, hardcore graphic sex novels of children having sex with adults. It's total grooming. I mean, it's not banning alcohol to say don't give it to five-year-olds. It's not banning cigarettes to say, you know, don't give it to 10-year-olds. It's not saying you're banned from the military. You just have to be 18. So this idea, when it's the Democrats censoring political speech and conservatives and populists, it that's not working either.
No, it's wildly misleading because they're trying to say that they're the party that is championing free speech by doing this. Look at the party that's burning books. Well, no, there's certain levels of what is age appropriate, and these books are certainly not age appropriate. I don't think that any four-year-old needs to go see a book about transitioning. I don't think that any 10-year-old needs to learn how to use toys, right? That was in a lot of the books where they're showing if you're trans, how to use specific adult toys. You can't go into the adult store unless you're 18. So why are you giving a book to someone who is under 18 with the things that they're not even allowed to purchase?
It's pedophile grooming.
Yeah, it's insane. But the parents that are defending it, I wonder why do they think that this is supposed to be sex ed? And then they're like, oh, they're trying to take us back to Handmaid's Tales and we're going to actually have more teen pregnancies and this is a big issue. There's only 9 states that have abstinence only policies. So like it's just a boogeyman that doesn't exist.
I want to play a clip of this new TV ad they're running nationwide. This is a clip 18. Ad by pro-Democrat group features a man masturbating. And again, he's doing it under a cover. I hate to play stuff like this for a show that some people watch. So it's not that big a deal, but it's not graphic. But the point is it's really cheesy and stupid in my view. I don't know if you've seen this ad yet.
I've seen clips, yeah.
And so a Republican, you know, creepy guy, kind of like Tim Walz, pops in and says, what are you doing? So again, this, now they're going after the porn viewer or I guess, you know, guys that are, you know, married to their computer angle here. Wankers of the world unite. Pro Harris pack goes hard after the key wanker American demographic. And again, I watched this ad. Who wants to be this guy who's sitting there and this is how they think they're going to get voters? I mean, to me, they're doing stuff that makes them look absolutely ridiculous. Here it is.
Oh!
Sorry, you can't do that.
What the hell, man? How'd you get in here?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're banning porn nationwide.
You can't tell me what to do. Get out of my bedroom, you creep.
I won the last election, so it's my decision. I'm just going to watch and make sure you don't finish illegally.
But they're the ones going after our kids and trying to sexualize them. They're the ones doing all this.
But so they're trying to make this link to Project 2025, which Trump has said countless times has nothing to do with him. He doesn't support it, that they're pretty radical. To me, I believe him when he says that. I believe that he respects the Constitution and the First Amendment. I don't see the Republican Party trying to take away free press. It's like Larry Flint has a really good quote on this, and he says you can't be halfway pregnant, so you either have a free press or you don't. So to me, when I look at Trump, I think that he is a staunch defender of the Constitution. I don't see him taking that away whatsoever. You've obviously had your run-in with this as well. It's like you either believe in the First Amendment and freedom or you don't. So I think, again, they're presenting this weird boogeyman that like the bad conservatives are going to come take away your porn. Yes, there is a lot of interesting things happening in individual states when it comes to that First Amendment and like certain, I guess, firewalls that are popping up. But that's, again, that's not something to vote on necessarily because it doesn't exist. This radical party Project 2025 has nothing to do with Trump. And the thing is, well, they're like, well, this one person used to work on his cabinet, so then that means he's linked to it. I'm not responsible for what my employees do when they're not working for me.
Exactly. It's the Heritage Foundation, one of the biggest Republican think tanks. They always put out their recommendations for the Republican platform. But as you said, a year before, Trump has his platform, and what his platform is with Trump, you can be sure what he says he's going to do, he's going to do. That's not even on the radar.
Yeah, so I believe him. I don't think that he's coming for your free speech. I don't think he's coming for your porn. I am a freedom maximalist. I think that it's protected there for a reason. It needs to stay there. And that doesn't mean that there's not issues with it whatsoever, but no, I don't think that makes sense as a campaign ad.
So I've talked a lot about this, and I know you're up on this because you're a news hound like I am and do your show almost every day. But the Democrats have said they're going to contest the election. They're not going to certify it. They're going to create civil war conditions. They want armed uprisings, James Carville. They're already, you know, getting their new electors ready. And they say they're going to stretch this out forever. The average populist or conservative or just anti-establishment person, that's really what this is now. I mean, you know, Joe Rogan made the point with Trump Friday on the podcast on the road from here that I mean, the Republicans really are the rebels now. The kind of the blue bloods have been pushed out. The neocons have been pushed out. Republicans aren't perfect, but it's definitely the party of change. And I don't see Republicans getting violent if the election gets stretched out a few weeks. They're obviously hoping that happens. I'm concerned about the deep state staging things to blame on us. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, you'd have agent provocateurs, right? Those have existed for a very long time. And then I've
that's why there's a word for it.
Yeah, exactly. It's because it exists. I am concerned about what's going to happen probably, you know, like the 5th or the 6th. And it is also really concerning that we don't have results right away, that they're like, oh, it could take weeks to get this. That's unacceptable. It's scanned. It's processed. You should absolutely know within the same day. But I am worried if you see all of the violence that's happened over, you know, 2020, 2021, it wasn't in red counties or red states. It was all these blue cities. And it was what you would think, like the typical Democratic voter. So I think you stay in, you stay safe, you know, you have your Second Amendment for a reason, but I am concerned as well, especially as a mother. I'm like, if things get crazy, especially downtown where it's more populated, like, what do I do? And it's crazy that we're in this place where an election goes away that you don't like, or you have something like an agent provocateur, and you have to worry about real violence in a country like the United States of America. Like, you have to worry about real riots. It makes no sense. We used to have these peaceful concessions of power, or just like, oh, I don't like the guy, but yeah, he won fair and square.
I agree. Well, you make a lot of great points on your show. You make a lot of great ones here. In the time we've got left, 5-6 minutes left, as an American, as a woman, as a mother, what is your message to America? And just if you know, you were talking to 10 million people, which you are conservatively, what is your message to them?
I would say that you have to vote for the party and the person that is on the side of humanity, on the side of life, that wants to see your kids have a bright future, that doesn't want to send us into World War III, that wants them to be healthy, that wants them to stop eating poisoned food and taking poisonous medications and telling them that their body is incorrect, and just support the party of life.
I mean, that's what Elon Musk has said. He said, with Trump, we got a shot. With Kamala Harris, it's doom. I mean, they're literally coming in here saying we're going to ban eating meat. And then Trump says they want to ban eating meat. They go, you're crazy. They can't have it that way.
Well, they serve it on the menu at the WEF. So they're telling you that you're going to eat bugs, but I get to have this filet mignon. It's hypocrites all the way down. It's hypocrites all the way down.
How long have you supported Trump?
This will technically be my third time voting for him because we had to vote for him to be on the ticket in North Carolina. So, yeah, I did early voting the day of.
I knew that. I was just letting you say it. So it's not like you're some fly-by-night person. But I want to say this. We should support people that are just now waking up. We have to be ready to win. And the fact that the system's starting to say, well, maybe he is going to win. We can't stop it. They go, oh, God, he's sold out. He's not selling out to anybody. Trump, nobody runs Trump but Trump. But I do agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others. We're talking about this next hour with Del Bigtree, who's instrumental in the whole MAHA movement, you know, really, like, other than Kennedy, the head of it. We have got to not hold Trump's feet to fire, but his people, because that's where the real change comes in draining the swamp. It's not just putting a good cabinet in, but making sure none of the globalist operatives are in there.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm really hopeful, too. And I think I went to this really progressive conference recently, and I was definitely the most right person there. And I just sat down and spoke to people that had never considered voting for Trump, and I swayed two people at least. And the reason is they're getting totally different news than the rest of the world. So if you were looking at what was happening in North Carolina at the time, like right after the hurricane hit, if you went on something like X or Fox News, they were showing the devastation. They were showing the people that had lost everything. They were showing that they had to somehow find a computer to apply for that $750, and just like how much of a mess the federal government and even the local government was making of everything. If you went on to CNN, all you saw was this is because of climate change and now the mountains aren't safe. So they're literally getting different news. So it comes down to just having these conversations with people from a place of trying to change hearts and minds, and hopefully we'll see a big red wave.
Since you mentioned it, as a mother, you guys sent us another clip I want to play here, and that's Candace on cereal and kids. And this is a big deal. I want to play clip B right now. Here it is.
So my oldest is 4. He's never had cereal in his life. He's never seen a box of cereal. My sister's kids live a very different lifestyle. And they came over and they brought a pantry worth of stuff that he's never seen. Like Cheetos, neon blue taquitos, like Oreo, golden Oreo. And he's just looking at it. He's like, what is all of this? He was a different child, like off the walls, chaotic, jumping, screaming. And he's a very chill dude. And it's sad because you see, you have parents that are exhausted, overworked, feel like they're at their wit's end. So like, I can't wake up early enough to make breakfast. So I'm going to pour this thing of cereal. And then you think you have a problematic kid. So then you drug your kid instead of just waking up. And maybe it's going to sound judgmental. Wake up 10 minutes early and crack a couple eggs in a pan. I mean, that's what I do every day. My kids every single day have eggs, maybe some oatmeal, some kind of like meat protein and fruit. Like that's breakfast every day. It's non-negotiable. And again, he hasn't seen a box of cereal. If I started his journey with solids, with, you know, Lucky Charms, of course he's going to be like, oh, I don't want these eggs. Give me the sugar marshmallows for breakfast, of course. So you have to kind of just take the things away. And ultimately, all of these things that seem like hurdles are going to be so much better for your family to where you're not medicating your small child.
Wow. Candace Horback, thank you so much for being with us today and coming down here from North Carolina. We wish everybody well up there. And you're going to be back in town, I'm told, next week.
Yes, I'm going to try to do something for the election, so we'll see.
Oh, good. What's bringing you to Austin so much?
Just lots of podcasts. This is where everyone is. This is the new Mecca. If you're trying to create change and amplify your voice, you want to be in Austin. I live in a beautiful town in North Carolina, which is great for raising small children, but it's not great for raising a business, so I try to do both, so pop in.
Well, we'd love to have you back in studio and do the other shows as well.
I'd love to, yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to go to break. Get Del Big Trainer, but don't run off yet. I want to say bye to you, and again, thank you and your crew for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't fight the globalists without your support. They're trying to shut us down, but our sponsors are getting it all set up so we continue to operate. Plus, we got great products. 2 days left and the big sweepstakes on the truck and $10,000 cash. That's $146,000 value. That all happens at thealexjonesstore.com. You get $40 free a month when you sign up for the VIP program. thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Big red link at the top for the VIP club as well. Incredible supplements, incredible t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies. That's funding the second American Revolution. George Soros, the globalists, have fought like the devil to take us off air, but they haven't because of your support. But we could be shut down in 15 days. Regardless, I intend to keep fighting, so energize our sponsors at thealexjonesstore.com and the great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's my dad's company. Incredible supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the fight for freedom. Takes money to win a war. So we sell you great products. So you get them and love them and get them again and again and again. drjonesnaturals.com for the fluoride-free toothpaste, for the next level of financial energy, for the rocket rest sleep aid, everything. drjonesnaturals.com and thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Hour number 3 with Del Bigtree straight ahead. Stay with us. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.